USA.org.
The FCC's threat to take over the internet gets bigger, and trust me, it's looming. Why do we care? Freedom of speech, baby. We don't want to see a stranglehold on what is the wild, wild west and your chance to express yourself. Hey, that's what we're doing here on America Tonight. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a happy holiday season. And I really, really hope that you've gotten all of your gift purchases done. You've already been there, done that, you're ready, you're wrapping. Yeah, you're almost at the finish line. If not, oh, God bless you. Because you're going to need your patience when you hit these malls that are overflowing with people. The mass of humanity on top of each other, grabbing and pushing and going up the escalators and cramming on the elevators. Shame, shame, shame on all of you. It's a good lesson. You know, when you're at a truck stop and you see some cool kitsch and you think, oh, I should grab that. I can throw that in a stocking, man. Or I can give that to my kid. Grab it. Throw it in a closet. Put it in your war chest and just pull it out at Christmas time. If you do that throughout the whole year, it wouldn't also kill your bank account because it would just be little hits here and there. Of course, I'm lecturing and I'm never very good at it either, so I know what that's like. A little bit better this year, though. And imagine if you're in California and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I'll just go out and I'll run down and I'll grab this and I'll grab that. And, you know, I've got 15 people to get for and that's okay. And then it's nothing but rain and flooding and hydroplaning. It has been one dramatic show in and around Los Angeles. All you have to do, sometimes, you know, when you get geeked up and you want to see those satellite photos, you go to the Weather Channel and they're flipping the different maps on. In L.A., it's now it's like a car chase. Now it's like a satellite map chase. The baddest satellite maps they can find, they are pumping them out on the website of the Los Angeles Times. And all I know is I have never seen such a mosaic of nasty colors above Los Angeles. There's reds, these deep reds, and these purples that I've never seen before. And they must mean it's really, really awful stuff because the storms that are supposed to hit Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are worse than what they've gotten so far. It started on Friday. I mean, massive moisture, at least 5 inches plus, depending on the valley or if you're in the coastal areas or wherever. In the mountains, they're saying 10 inches in some places. Wow. How much of that water do you think is seeping into garages? How much of that water is doing damage to homes that are on the coastline who are surrounded by mountains that are coming loose, you know, that dirt that comes loose? Awful. And it's not supposed to end until Thursday. Whew. Living in Los Angeles, in more ways than one, you have to really want to stay in Los Angeles. Let's see, the state is broke. The weather this year has been horrendous. And your house could also be underwater. But it is the Golden Coast. It truly is the Golden Coast. All right, let's talk about the 9/11 responders. I posed this on a previous show, and I said it pretty simple, fair or foul, should they get money, big money? I don't mean individually. I'm just saying overall the amount of money that would have to come out of Washington would have to be pretty huge to cover off the first responders. And I say they should get the money. And the reason I say they should get the money, because I know for a fact that many of them are struggling. But, boy, they sure didn't struggle when they were asked to go down into ground zero, inhale that dust, and do anything they could to find survivors, to help people that were there, whatever. And they did it. They didn't ask any questions. Wait a minute, is this okay? In fact, they were told by the EPA, it's fine. It's fine, no worries. Don't worry, you're okay, you can breathe it in. And then they find out later, guess it wasn't so good to do that after all. So as you can imagine, plenty of the reps from New York have a lot to say about whether or not the money should go the way of the first responders, like I said, without a doubt. As much as I'm about smaller government, I think in this case, boy, they ought to lean, because they deserve it. I mean, we're talking about some sad scenarios. We have guys basically barely in their 30s that are hooked up to oxygen. They're walking around with oxygen tanks, and it's for real. It's not like the fake car crashes when they put on the neck brace to make it seem like they got whiplash. No, this is serious stuff. So I say, yes, they should be able to get that money. Here's what Representative Carolyn Maloney had to say about the first responders, plus the mayor of New York City, Bloomy, threw in on this.
There could be no greater gift for the holidays, for America, and for the heroes and heroines of this country than to pass this bill.
Caring for the men and women who rushed to our defense on that dark day and in the days that followed is nothing less than a national duty. America is too great a country to shirk this duty. We are too strong, too proud, too patriotic, and this is the week that we have to show it.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, this is the week you have to say this. It was because the proud, the patriotic, absolutely. They just responded. They just went down there and could have said, I would love to go down and help, but I don't feel like it's going to be the correct thing to do because I've got a family and what is this going to do to my health? They didn't even ask that question. So I think there shouldn't be a lot of questions about it. I think they should get the loot. All right, the blunder of the day has to go to, here we go with NPR again. NPR, they should just not go off the reservation. And I actually really like this woman. I've heard some of her reporting over the years, and she's pretty good. Nina Totenberg had to end up apologizing because she said Christmas. And what happened was she was talking, and instead of saying holidays, she ended up saying Christmas. She said, I wanted to say one thing about the budget that didn't get passed, the omnibus bill. You know, we talk a lot about we just passed this huge tax cut, in part because of business. We have to plan. We have to know what kind of tax cuts we have. Well, these agencies, including the Defense Department, don't know how much money they've got and what for. And I was at a, forgive the expression, a Christmas party at the Department of Justice, and people were actually worried about this. So she said that she's at a Christmas party, and she was giving you the gist of what the deal was with the budget and why it didn't get passed and blah, blah, blah. So she says, Christmas party, so what? And then she ended up having to apologize for saying that. It's ridiculous. You can't say the word Christmas. Oh, you work for NPR. You better make sure you embrace every single possible scenario of what somebody could be celebrating as to not offend. That's a perfect example of being way too politically correct. Nina, Merry Christmas. Don't think it's a big deal.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
America Tonight, the train has not left the station. In other words, we are going to be here all the way through Thursday. And if you want to try to nail the score, you can certainly do that. We'll have nail the score. Sound like it was from Boston for a second. Nail the score on Thursday. I knew I could get that out. And that means the game of the week, we'll pick it. You could be the next winner, just like Chris in Connecticut. Very cool, fun thing to do. It's, I don't even think it's so much about winning the prizes. I think it's just fun to do it, to try to nail it. You know, it's like when you go to a carnival and you see the same games and you think, well, it's not winnable to throw the rings across the soda bottles, but I'm going to try because I'm going to be the person that's going to make it happen. Or how about this? You, all of you can relate to this. You know, when you are on the boardwalk, or at that carnival I just mentioned, perhaps someplace else, and they have the little milk jugs set up. There's like three of them. And all you have to do is clear them off the stand. You get this softball. You're so close. You have plenty of strength. All you have to do is blow them out, and you get the stuffed animal of your choice. And I've seen guys drop some serious coin trying to knock those bottles off that little pedestal, and they cannot do it. Because it's not so easy to do. You know that thing about the house always wins with the casino? The carnies always win. Every once in a while, they got to have someone walking around with their deal, with the giant bear or whatever, so that it looks like it's a doable thing. But it's not doable, right? It's not doable. So you get my drift where I'm heading with this. All right, again, you can throw in 800-259-5791. Zigging and zagging all over the place. That's the way we roll here. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Madam President, those Long Island iced teas will cause the tongue to slur just a wee bit, won't they?
Thank you.
Okay. Now, do you know why Lois Lane left Superman?
Because he was super good looking and he could fly.
No, he was faster than a speeding bullet.
All right, that's good.
Okay. Now, about the START Treaty. About the START Treaty. Don't trust the Russians. And Obama.
Of course not.
Everything Obama does is meant to destroy this country. This man is an enemy of the white of America, and he occupies the White House for another 2 years. So, okay, NC, let's see, what else was it? What was it you was covering about
yes.
Don't ask, don't tell the other night?
Yeah, don't ask, don't tell. It's not going to be implemented right away anyway. It's going to take at least 90 days before it all happens.
That is a mistake. We do not need that kind of open fraternization between two men or two women in the armed forces. This is a military. It's designed to kill people and break things. Socialization and fraternization between male and male, female and female, is not going to work and could get somebody killed. It's very, very dangerous, and it shouldn't be done. It should be repealed. And let's see, what else?
And, of course, John McCain is trying to make that happen. I don't think he will, but
yes, he will.
He's trying to.
He will. He will.
Not in a short amount of time. Maybe when they come back.
When we come back, it's going to happen. And President will veto it, but that's not going to do any good. We're going to keep on it. And this year, our Democrat counterparts will have to pay attention because they saw what happened with the Tea Party, and they're all on, shall we say, walking on eggs because they know we're not going away. We're out there. We're watching. We're waiting, and we're coming back even stronger next time. It's going to be a disaster in 2012 for Dems.
Yeah, a lot of people are predicting that, seriously. And you know how you can tell, Dan, thanks for the call, that it's gotten bad for a lot of the Democrats and the Tea Party, whether people were making fun of them, calling them teabaggers, or saying they were extreme nutballs or whatever. There is certainly a voice there. Or CNN wouldn't jump on the fact that they are going to co-sponsor, be a partner with the Tea Party and do a debate coming up in the fall. They wouldn't do that. And why would CNN do that? Because their ratings are in the toilet. And it's all about show business, baby. They have, as much as it might be information, it's infotainment, and if they're not entertaining, they're not getting the numbers. They got to do something to shake it up, so why not? That's what they're going to do. And if they sponsor the Tea Party event, they'll get huge numbers. It's shameless, but it's what everybody does in the television game. Al in Canada, you have the floor.
Yeah, hi, Kate Merkus. I heard a liberal reporter tonight say that they had just given a Christmas present to the gays in the military. Like, I have no problem, you know, if a male soldier cannot defend himself against a male gay soldier, then, he shouldn't be in the Army. I think our straight soldiers are strong enough to defend themselves against from any sexual advances by a gay male soldier, right?
Yeah, and if they are really making those advances, exactly.
Yeah,
he's saying bogus.
And I don't know how you can call it, but I don't know how you can call it a Christmas present by giving people, gay people, the right to get blown to smithereens. Since when is having your arms and legs blown off or getting blown up in a roadside bomb a Christmas present?
Yeah, touche. I don't think we should be in Afghanistan.
Also,
I agree.
And also, if a gay soldier gets taken as a POW by a Muslim terrorist, do you think Muslims have a warm place in their heart for homosexuals?
No.
I don't think Muslims really have great affection for gay people. In Tehran, they hang gay people in Iran. So if I were gay, I would be scared spitless of getting taken as a POW by Muslim terrorists, because I don't think the Muslim terrorists are going to treat them very well. And also, have you ever heard, are turduckens popular in the United States? You know what a turducken is, right?
No, what is it?
A turkey stuffed with a duck stuffed with a chicken? have you heard of that?
It's not popular that I know of.
You can buy a turkey stuffed with a duck stuffed with a chicken. It's really good. But a friend of mine owns a grocery store in Montana, and I was trying to get him to come out with a new product in his meat department. It's called a Lib Demko. It's a liberal stuffed with a Democrat stuffed with a pinkle. It tastes like hell, and it costs an arm and a leg, and you'll be paying for it forever.
Ba-dum-bump. Al, thank you. Twisted Al humor from Canada. Although he did have one point. Gee, don't ask, don't tell. It gets repealed, so now you have the right to go and fight a war that is going to the end of 2014. So decades and decades and not decades, year after year after year, we're fighting this, and in the end, it's going to be 14 years, and so you have every right to be there, side by side, and give up the ultimate sacrifice, which of course is your life. That's why, if you think about it in the terms that he just said, it is kind of a twisted thing. And for the reference about worrying about being hit on, I don't think that is a concern. The problem. More of the, truly, honestly, not all joking aside, the biggest problem is the implementation. It makes sense because now you're going 180 different degrees and saying, okay, go for it. You're out in the open, no problem. And you have to think of the military rules, baby. The military, anybody who's served listening, it's all about the rules, as you know, because to survive and thrive in a war zone, you have to have... you have to have each other's back, and you are focused on whatever the task is at hand. It's about the job. It's about the job and nothing else. We're a unit. We're in this together. Think of all the possible cliches about teams and then put the word military in front of it, and that's exactly what the military is all about. So shaking up the regs is always rough, no matter what it is. And this has been hanging around for a long time, and you have the top brass saying they're backing it. So, yes, John McCain will push for a repeal, but he's going to have a hard time with it. And it's all about the numbers, getting and aligning yourself with the right people. And that's what McCain is going to be up against, and that's what he's going to have to do. All right, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. More odds and ends coming up around the bend.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
There are five things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the five steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
It's all about timing in life, isn't it? And we're coming to the end of 2010. In ushering out 2010, what a strange year with a lot of different twists this has been for many, many people. I've heard people gripe about, let's get out of 2010, I'm sick of it. This happened, that happened, whatever. The recession killed my family or killed my business, or the worries over what was going to happen to taxes in their own backyard, which, of course, with the Bush tax cuts, that continues for 2 years, and unemployment, though, also continues for 13 months. And unemployment is going to be tough for a lot of states to fill the request, let's say, to fill the order. You're going to have a tough time coming up with the money, and that was the concern, I think, right from the get-go. And speaking of money, you follow the oil, you follow the gold this year. Gold shot to incredible highs. I thought 1500 for sure by the end of the year. And oil prices are really starting to rise. 100 a barrel for 2010, not that far off base. Not that far off base. But what happens if it goes beyond that? What happens if you hit 120 or 125? What does that mean? If you've got what the current level is now, and you look at crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange, you have little increases here and there. with the historic high, of course, being 147 back in July of 2008. Remember, the credit crisis was really spreading like wildfire. Stocks took a dive. A lot of people lost money on stocks. The dollar was dropping through the floor. And then in the fall of 2008, of course, the banks were too big to fail. So we had to bail them out, the dreaded AIG, the three letters. But oil, as it had hit that high of 147, went completely in the opposite direction and literally tanked at $40 a barrel. And now it's kind of bounced back. But if it hits 125, run, my friends, for cover, because that is definitely not a good sign. I hope that you work from home. I hope you're taking every tax break you can possibly take. Let's go to Chris in Washington. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm actually in Rochester, but regardless of where I am, I want to call your show tonight. I heard you talking about some pretty boring stuff, and I heard a few interesting things. The gays in the military.
Wait. Some pretty boring stuff. Whoa. If you're going to take a shot, you got to take a big shot. So what do you mean boring stuff? You stuck with the show, but you didn't like what we were talking about?
I'll give your show its chance.
Okay.
I want to hear you say something with an opinion, and I want you to back it up, and I want to have a conversation with you. I want to see your head there. You say gays in the military, blah, 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 blah. A few minutes ago you said, 2010, if people can't wait to get out of it, should we be asking where we're going to go now? What's the direction we're going to go? Rather than try to get out of this year, let's try and figure out where we're going to go and what we're going to do. As a country, gays in the military is the biggest thing this year. Are you kidding me? In a country where you can get cheese in a spray can and edible women's panties, are gays in the military a really big concern? Do you care if someone's willing to take a rifle and get the training and sit in a foxhole next to you, what they want to do in their spare time when they get naked? What business is it of yours what they do when they get naked?
No, and if you were listening to me, then you didn't understand what I was saying, because I don't give a damn about it. And I've been saying that all along. It was stupid to waste this much time on it because of that very reason. If somebody was willing to go in and have the possibility of being hit by roadside bombs or whatever, who cares what their deal is? Who cares who they are? And listening to, obviously, the heads of the top of the military command, the chain of command, they don't care either. So it was a moot point. I don't understand why so much time was wasted on it. And Don't Ask, Don't Tell was a Democratic deal. Bill Clinton was the one who came up with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and then said, oh, geez, it was a mistake. I guess I shouldn't have done that. And he thought, by having Don't Ask, Don't Tell, let's make it a non-issue. Why do we even have to go in this direction? So if we say this, then fine, people will be serving, and it's no one's business, but they shouldn't bring it up.
I agree. It was a ridiculous policy. It was a political, climate-driven policy. It's a homophobic type of disgusting thing that Americans want to hide sexuality and cover it up. Other cultures are much more free and open about it. It just should be a non-issue.
Right, and so that's why, I think that's why in this lame duck Congress that the idea was, okay, we're going to push this, we're going to get this done with, and then move on from there, because we don't want to deal with this anymore. The military needs some time to implement it, because it's the military, and they do things, as you know, dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. They dot the I's and the T's no matter what your color, creed, the beliefs, whatever. You know when you join the military, you're following orders, so they are not going to do this overnight. It's going to take them at least 90 days to implement it, but that was supposedly the concern of the troops anyway, that they wanted time to be able to deal with it, to flush it out, to just say, okay, now we're done with this, and this is how it is. So that's just the normal procedure. So then we agree on that.
I agree with you.
Okay.
The military is part of the government, which is nothing but a giant cluster F, if you will. Mm-hmm. They're controlling the price of gold, and they're adjusting the price of oil. All those things you talk about are something that is part of a system of control with money and taxes and policy and law, just to keep you down and to keep you subservient to the government and paying your taxes and funding their little operations, whatever they might be.
Oh, listen, in some ways I agree with that statement, because it's the haves and the have-nots. If you're on the top of the wheel, then you want to keep being and feasting on the top of the wheel. You want to be at the big table. You don't want to give anything up to the little table. There's no question about that. But, you know, here's the thing, and I say this over and over again on this show, I'm definitely not for bigger government. I'm definitely not for more prying eyes. I'm definitely not for more taxation out the yang, anything to keep the middle class squeezed and not having a chance to so-called grab the American dream. Absolutely. And you know what? That's why I do a talk show. That's why we live in the United States of America. We still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth because we can voice those concerns. And more people need to get involved. We need to have term limits. We need to have a third party. We need fresher, better, badder ideas when it comes to government. And it's really tough to break through the political machine. We know that. Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it, like I was saying. And I forget where we were left off here. We're talking about a couple of different things. Oh, I know what it was. I wanted to make sure that I got to the FCC and the whole deal with the Internet and what could possibly happen there. And it's talking about not wanting the government to have their hands in too much of our action. The Internet is what I would call the blank canvas, the wild, wild west. Not necessarily blank, but for lack of a better way to describe it, it's all of it. It's the nasty chats, because I think a lot of the chat stuff is brutal. Some of the people that chat write inane, nutty stuff, but some of it can be clever. And then with blogging, it's the same thing. And because blogging, you're anonymous, so it's easy to take a jab or throw something out there, and nobody knows who you are. But here's the thing. That's the great thing about the Internet. The opinions, the untamed wildness of what it is, the way to express freedom of expression, the First Amendment at its best. That's why the United States was founded. That's what we were founded on, that freedom of expression. That's why you don't want the fairness doctrine. So, like the last guy that called me can call whatever show he wants to call, or Al in Canada, and can sound off and make a crazy joke or go in a twisted direction or whatever it is. Because whether you agree with what you're hearing or not, you have the choice to listen or tune in or tune out or whatever. You don't have the chance to do that when you live in a state-run media spot. When you live in a China, when you live in a Venezuela, when you live in Cuba, they tell you what to listen to, what to think about the government. So anyway, I don't want to go in a completely different direction. The FCC is going to mark an interesting time of year, right smack dab in the winter, by taking a step to actually expand the claws, the reach of the governments into the Internet by trying to regulate the inner workings. So if they're able to do that, how far are they able to take it? So we've had this net neutrality. And for years, proponents of what's been called net neutrality, they've been pushing for regs, for regulation of broadband on-ramps to the Internet. And you know what they are? It's what you get from your local cable company or phone companies. Think of who you're wired, who you're hooked up to. So they keep saying rules are needed because the Internet, we need to ensure that the Internet remains open and blah, blah, blah. We need to discourage broadband providers from stomping on consumer demand. But here's the thing. Nothing is broken. Nothing needs fixing. Why is the FCC tackling this? So you've got the broadband companies who are screaming and yelling that they need new rules. That's what the deal is. They want the money flow. They want to be able to control that. They want to deter innovation and creativity. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Broad strokes on the internet, which is definitely the last frontier of free speech, and it hasn't been taken over by the completely by the corporations or censored, and certainly not in the U.S. Like I said, you might not agree, and you know, some of it is twisted, stupid crap. Some of the blogging, some of the chatting, some of the stuff that you see on the internet. But you know what the beauty of it is? You don't have to go there because you have choice, ladies and gentlemen. Because you're an American. That's the beauty of it. And really, what so many of us are fighting for, the concern, as you heard what I said, is to hold on to those freedoms. Because somebody's got to be there. Somebody's got to be there to not be a sheep to keep following the rest of the herd, which I know I'm mixing herds and whatever, but you get my drift. You know, you just keep jumping over and following along. All right, let's go to Bill, who's listening to us in the great state of New York. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, I just turned on the radio and I listened to you mention something. I hate to digress a little bit here and go back to the last caller there. You know what? The gay in the military thing, I'm sorry I got to bring it up. I don't know if you've gone past it or not, but I got to tell you something there. I got to tell you, when you served, okay, was there a lot of, when you served in the military, was there a lot of this talk going on about gays and this and that?
I never served in the military. My family members have been on
You didn't. No, listen to me. You didn't. And you want to know what? I got to tell you something there. I hope you don't mind my being a little smug, but I got to tell you something there. There's too many people in this country who didn't serve, don't serve, and they make decisions for people who do serve. And I'll tell you something right now. With all due respect, ma'am, you don't know what you're talking about. Because I'll tell you something right now. There is no room for that openness, okay? There's no room for it. They're all soldiers. They're all the same. They don't discuss things like that. They don't do things like that. Because you know what? You can't afford to do stuff like that. Okay? Where are they going to shower? We're not allowed to shower. I'm a United States Marine. I can't shower with a woman. You want me to shower with the gay guy? How would you, are you getting here? There's a massive amount of these problems that are involved with that, okay?
And all right, let me stop you.
Wait, I'm going to let you, but I'm going to get off the phone because you don't have you're just not going to change my mind. I've been way too long in this, but I also
Listen. I'm not beating you up. I'm letting you express yourself. Go ahead. You finish and wrap up.
Right.
You're a Marine, and you're saying I don't understand because I didn't serve, even though everyone around me did, including my husband.
No,
but okay.
I don't want to hear that kind of thing because I'll tell you something right now. Going back to the freedoms of this country, also, you know, for many, many, many years, okay.
Right.
There were certain things that were not discussed. There were certain things that you know, were left.
We're left unsaid. I agree.
There were morals and
right.
standards in this country, including even expanding a sense of nationalism, Americanism, and we're just too politically correct today. I don't even mean too politically correct. We are politically correct, and you know what? We are a weaker nation. As of Saturday, we're a weaker nation. And with the absolute worst president in American history still running this show and his Democrats and the idiots who put these people in office. And the best part is liberalism and the whole way they think all these freedoms and this and that. Boy, I would just love to see one of those liberals get out there and fight for it instead of depending on somebody else to fight for it. And then they wouldn't be so quick to stick old pinky pants on the front lines. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's
Bill.
Amazing to me. Where this United States has gone is
right.
Unbelievable. We want to make everybody in the world so happy with
right.
us. Well, you know what? We didn't think that way for 237 years. That's why we're the best. But now we're becoming weaker and weaker by the day because everybody wants to be happy. And you know what? I'll even expand it one more shot. To kowtowing to the Muslims and the Islamists in this country. This is America.
You know, Bill, you said a lot there. I'm gonna let you slide. And I'm gonna pick up on what you said. Some of what you said, I agree with, because if you haven't listened to the show, so you don't know where I stand on a lot of what you started to spout about. You served in the military. I respect that. I get that. I totally talk about the military on this show and tip my cap to the people who serve. I say that constantly. I've had family that have served. I have family that say exactly what you just said. It should just be a non-issue. But the problem becomes is once the Pandora's box is opened up, who gives a crap? Who cares what somebody is? You're right. It's one uniform, and that's the idea, is never leave a man behind. Always stick together. How could you survive if you didn't have the regulations? The military life is completely different from the civilian life. I've spent time with plenty of military people. You're right, I didn't serve, so I didn't get that feeling personally, only from secondhand conversations. But, you know, here's the other side of some of the stuff of what you were saying. I agree that we're pansies, we're wimps. We cowtail to too many appetites out there. We're the politically correct nation that is going in the scary direction. It's like I said with the START Treaty. Oh, let's just sign the START Treaty. Screw it. Because I'm sure the Russians, well, you know, they have 10-to-1 more nuclear weapons than we do, but we're going to agree to this number. We'll do it. And I'm not so worried about the defense shields and what we're going to do there. It'll all work itself out. And geez, we're not going to encourage anybody if we get in bed with the Russians and agree to this. Because do you really think the Russians aren't going to still have stockpiles. Do you really think that's going to stop terrorists? I mean, come on, give me a break. So we could go in a lot of different directions. With the don't ask, don't tell, it was coming anyway, buddy. It was happening anyway, and you're right. Part of this was the whole PC thing. 17 years ago, why did a very liberal, well, now I guess you would say they're more centrist, but why did, at the time, a guy who was considered pretty liberal, Bill Clinton, why did he institute Don't Ask, Don't Tell? Why did he do that? Why would he have done that? And so the reason why is because, okay, this is the military, we're all one, we don't need to know, boom. And now, you're right, we've gone in a different direction. That's what started the whole thing in the first place. All right, I'm veering off the tracks. I want to try to grab a couple more people. So let's jump to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark. Mark, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. You have to read the last caller when he mentioned the president being the worst. You have to read, and I tried to call you last week, Stanley Kurtz's book, Radical in Chief. And I read a book review. I haven't read the book. And he basically hiding everything, every socialist organization he's been with since he came out of Chicago or whatever hell he came from. He's hiding it. He's doing it by stealth. And the last caller was right. Okay, look at the WikiLeaks. The WikiLeaks came out. Now, we can agree or disagree on whether the point that they should have came out. But I've heard that Cass Sunstein was one of the initial founders of WikiLeaks in 94, or whatever hell it was. He's also Obama's technology czar. He's looking for a reason to shut the Internet down. You're talking about net neutrality. So they gave you the problem. Now they have the solution. And the reason, so that's part of what this administration is doing. They want, you never give them control. They can shut the Internet down to right now if they wanted to. But they're right. Looking for an excuse to stop it. And the last caller was right. He's hiding his true colors just like the radical Muslims do. They ingratiate themselves with society, and they're trying to twist the military they don't give a damn about you as a Marine. They don't, the people that have put this guy in office to have a larger agenda, they don't give a damn about us on the Internet. They don't give a damn about the shows. They really don't. It's a social experiment. And they're trying to degrade the whole country in every single direction. That's what they're trying to do. They want to bring this country down. The banking system, look, get a bunch of people in the military. Now, it doesn't make a difference how you feel about homosexuality. Get a bunch of people that have felt that they were just, like the rest of the country was against them. Gang members, gay people.
Sure.
Then when they tell you to just pee on a constitution and turn your guns on the American people, that's exactly what they'll do, and that's what he wants with his civilian police force. This is what it's about, and if they could shut me down and you and a telephone and talk radio and internet tomorrow, they would do it. I know I jumped in all these different directions, but look at the history of what these people are doing. And you asked me a couple months ago, who is they? Well, I've been reading a number of books, and we don't have time tonight, but I will call you in the future, and I will tell you who they are.
All right, there you go. We're going to end on that note. Fairness, doctrine, net neutrality, sure. It's a hill of problems.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.